A surprise result appears to be shaping up in today's British elections. They were expected to be a cliffhanger, one of the closest elections in decades. But now exit polls suggest that Prime Minister David Cameron's Conservative Party may have done far better than expected. NPR's Ari Shapiro joins us now from London. And Ari, we should mention polls are now closed. Speaking of polls, what about all those polls leading up to today's vote that suggested this was going to be super tight, a hung election?
Yeah, it's a little bit shocking. According to the BBC's exit polling, this is not nearly as close as people thought it was going to be. The incumbent Conservatives look like they may have won 316 seats in Parliament compared to 239 seats for the challenger Labour Party. That is not enough for Conservatives to create a government on their own, but it's better than they did when they took power 5 years ago. Keep in mind, we're not talking about actual vote counts. We're talking about exit polls. These are not final numbers. But if the numbers are true, then supporters of the incumbent Prime Minister David Cameron are cheering tonight at the fact that he will likely remain Prime Minister.
Well, you were out talking with voters today, Ari, and what were you hearing from them when you went to the polls?
A lot of exhaustion and happiness that this election is over, which is funny because in the UK, the election is 5 weeks. They don't know how lucky they have it. In the United States, we have a constant election. They don't even have TV ads. But a lot of the themes I heard from voters are the same as the themes that you hear from voters in the United States. For example, here's the 64-year-old voter named Alan John, who lives in Romford, east of London. He's concerned about growing income inequality, food banks, cuts to the healthcare system. So he voted Labour. That's the left-leaning party, more or less equivalent to the Democrats in the U.S. Here's part of what he said.
The Labour Party was founded by the workers, for the workers, to improve the workers, for the workers' rights. So as you can tell, I'm a very firm Labour supporter. I hate the way the country has gone since World War II. Basically, I think the country has been ruined.
So a strong Labour voice there from that voter. What about on the Conservative side? Did you find equal passion from them?
Equal passion and, again, themes that a lot of American voters will recognize. In the London neighbourhood of Tower Hamlets, I spoke with a man named Bernard Manye. He's originally from Canada, and he said he's not a party loyalist, but in this election he voted to give Prime Minister David Cameron's Conservative Party another term in power. Here's part of what he said.
I think that they're a bit more central, and they've been doing well with the economy.
What is the most important issue to you in this election?
Well, to reduce my tax, really. I think I'm paying quite a bit, and you know, and I don't think I'm going to be paying less if I vote Labour.
All right, the last big headline we should mention from this election is the Scottish Nationalists. We'll remember that they lost a vote last year to break away from the UK. It looks like they had their best night ever.
Yeah, this is the most incredible comeback story. Scotland used to be a stronghold for the Labour Party. And tonight, according to these exit polls, which, again, they're not final vote counts, but if the exit polls are correct, the Scottish National Party won every seat in Scotland but one. It was an almost total wipeout for Labour. The leader of the SNP, Nicola Sturgeon, says she would treat these polls with caution. Mm-hmm. But if they are correct, it is not only the best night in the history of the party, it's an unreal comeback story for a group that just last year suffered a terrible defeat in this secession vote.
Sorry, just to recap, really good, apparently a good outcome for the Conservatives, but not enough votes to have a majority. So when will we know who actually is in charge in Britain?
Well, if the Conservatives did as well as it looks like they have done, I think we will probably know by tomorrow who they're going to partner with to form another government to stay in power for, in all likelihood, another 5 years.
Okay, NPR's Ari Shapiro in London. Ari, thanks.
You're welcome.